brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, he's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Net now. Live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, my friends. Thank you for joining us. 26th day of July, 2011, on this live Tuesday broadcast. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours. And joining us, coming up in T-minus 30 minutes, author, researcher Jim Mars will be joining us. Talk about the Knights Templar and groups and organizations calling themselves the Knights Templar over in the UK and the rest of Europe and here in the United States. What exactly do they stand for? What are they promoting? How does it tie in to Masonic organizations? We've had one big shooting, of course, that was used to basically ban guns in the UK. In Scotland, that was tied to Masons, even in the mainstream news, and a reported cover-up. The shooting in Tasmania, Australia used to restrict their guns, was also a bizarre Masonic connection and carried out by a Mason. This guy, and there's a lot of other weird cases. What's going on at these lodges? Well, it's clear that they're used to set up subcults, and that intelligence agencies love to recruit out of them because of their secretive nature. Normally, it's just a good old boys club in a lot of small towns and even big cities where you can't get a job unless you're a Mason, and then you can't ever fight any corruption in your area because you're sworn to your other brother Masons. Now, some would argue, well, hey, the Founding Fathers were Masons. And I understand that more than half of them were. And there's a wide diversity of what goes on in Masonic lodges and Masonic theorem, and I understand that. But the issue is that more and more I see Masonic organizations promoting global DNA databases, police states, the surveillance grid. And if George Washington and Thomas Jefferson saw you, they would basically spit in your face. Most of the modern Masons that are out there. Now, obviously, Obama, and I've got quotes out of his speech, but everybody saw it, and it's really pointless. People are finally getting it, that he was terrorizing the public last night. And I didn't watch the speech last night. I watched it this morning, and it was disgusting. It was nauseating. To watch the president engaged in psychological warfare operations against the American people. And really, it's a replay of what we saw in October of 2008, where the Congress was told there'll be blood in the streets, martial law, if you don't give unlimited trillions to the banksters. And then Henry Paulson, in front of everyone, gave himself $218 million of the billions that he directed into Goldman Sachs. He, of course, was the former head of Goldman Sachs. And then he gave himself over $200 million of that illegally, and Congressman Stern asked him, he said, and we've played this clip many times, he said, how did you give yourself a bailout? And Paul started stuttering and bumbling, couldn't believe he was being asked the question, and really couldn't talk, seemed like he was a brain-damaged, a gibbering monkey or something, and he said, well, I gave myself a waiver. Gave himself a waiver. So, this is the whole hog level of corruption we've reached. Even in the height of the Soviet corruption, they didn't openly do things like this. They still hid it. And there was always purges against each other, you know, using the dirt on different party members in the Duma there in the Kremlin. North Korea, I guess you could say, is this out in the open with the thieving and the stealing to where it's not even thieving and stealing? And that's really what's happening here, is that we're completely held hostage by a group of complete criminals who are flaunting their criminality in front of everyone. I'm going to be breaking this down. We've got Alan Watt joining us as well today, talking about a lot of different issues, but Jim Mars coming up in 30 minutes. We're going to have completely open phones in the second hour, and we're going to have open phones when we come back. Stay with us. I'll give you the number and tell you what you're calling about.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, the 26th day of July, 2011. And we have Jim Mars joining us to get into the whole Norway situation. We'll also get into the economy with author and researcher Jim Mars. Then coming up the last hour, Alan Watt is going to join us on a host of issues. I've been trying to get to this since Sunday and have never covered it. I've made a few comments on it, but it's something that needs to be discussed in great detail. And I'm going to do that with Alan Watt, a subject we haven't really discussed with Alan, but I know he's a great researcher, so he'll be fully informed on it and give us his own unique perspective on things. But I'm talking about a science fiction term because we're now not living in science fiction. We're living in the science present of super science. And here's a headline, Existence of God Particle to be Decided by Next Year. The problem is CERN now won't release findings that it finds to be politically incorrect is the problem. Like, it had to be leaked that they confirmed in tests that indeed there is solar radiation coming in that forms the cloud nuclei and that it's not human activity. Human activity doesn't even cover one percentage point of it. It's almost entirely different particles from the sun. I don't need the CERN scientists to tell me that.
There's been countless studies over the last 20 years where they have in laboratories, on aircraft, in the atmosphere, confirmed this process is taking place. Now, the sun doesn't just heat the Earth. It is showering us with just all different types of particles. And then, of course, there's also micrometeorites coming in that also help form nuclei. They estimate billions of micrometeorites coming in. Space is not empty. It's full of things. Continuing here, 1,500 human-animal hybrids grown in UK labs. That's part human, part insect, part human, part reptile, part human, part fish. And I've talked to scientists, one of which is quite prominent, and they refused to come on air, about the human clones and having to watch them in the artificial womb tanks, basically little children, and to watch them attempting to nurse, you know, gulping and trying to pacify themselves. Another computer engineer, well-known Republican here in Texas, refused to come on the show. He was going to come on and talk about Singapore and the different how they drug different neighborhoods with different chemicals and biologicals to test them on people. And he got scared, won't come on. But I have interviewed people, doctors on air, who have talked about the chimera cows and things that are in the artificial wombs gulping and trying to nurse and how that freaked them out. In fact, a guest talking about that on air spurred the other scientists to tell me about the human clones gulping for milk. Yes, we've been totally dehumanized. Life isn't cheap. It's seen as garbage and trash by the psychopaths who run things, and the sky is the limit of their depravity and their evil. The sky is the limit. And I, quite frankly, don't even feel worthy to be able to even impart this information to you. I don't have the semantical lexicon. I do not have the bearing. Every philosopher, every leader, every poet, every preacher, every leader, everyone who feels called to be a servant, every police officer should be spending at least 18 hours a day right now trying to warn people and trying to have a debate about the future of humanity. Instead, we have just totally handed over all responsibility to a psychopathic, decadent, ruthless, reckless ruling class who are in control of things, but they're in control like a Japanese kamikaze pilot about to fly his plane into the deck of the Lexington aircraft carrier. They're in control like that. They're in control like Jim Jones followers taking the order to drink the grape Kool-Aid filled with cyanide. And every instinct I've got tells me to shut down this entire operation or leave a skeleton crew here to buy a piece of property on a hilltop in Montana and to build a huge bunker under it and to basically broadcast from on top of a hill. I don't think it's enough that I've just moved outside of Austin. None of it's enough. I mean, what I'm getting at here is we tend to get close to a problem, all of us, and start learning to live right next to it. It's like, oh, this watering hole has crocodiles in it. And sure, you know, they eat villagers every few months, but it's the only water, so we've got to go to the water hole that's got 20-foot-long crocodiles in it. And that's what they do in Africa. They're just accustomed to, oh, yeah, somebody died this week when a 15-foot cobra bit them. It's the same thing in India with those gigantic king cobras, 30-something feet long. Pump ounces of venom into you when they strike. So, I mean, I get it. Humans are adaptive. And when I was on an airplane flying up to be on The View and other TV programs months ago, I was sitting up there in the first class cabin because I demanded ABC fly me up there that way. They refused at first. I said, well, I'm not coming on The View then. They said, don't you want to be on The View? And I said, no. And they said, well, okay, thank you. And they called back. But side issue. It's just how it's all just games of bluff with all these people. And I'm sitting there, and I could kick myself because I wanted to remember his name. And I even told Ted Anderson it when I landed. I said, don't let me forget this. Write this down. And then Ted didn't write it down. But he was the managing director of one of the big three banks. And he knew exactly who I was. About 10 minutes into talking to me, he was coming to Austin to visit his father and his brother. His dad's a former Air Force general. I remember all the stuff. If I saw him, I'd know who he was. I need to go look at all the managing directors. And it's one of the big three. And about 10 minutes in from taking off to Austin to fly to New York, he realizes who he's sitting next to, and he kind of pushes back and then wanted to stop talking to me. And I said, no, we're going to talk. And at the end of it, he smiled at me and he said, people will put up with anything. It's part of our adaptive process. And the system uses that, Jones. And he was just so cold, a lot smarter than I am, decided to join Evil. That's how these guys are. And he had the perfect banker out, the perfect suit and the perfect black trench coat when he got up. He'd been on a 3-hour flight, got up, looked absolutely perfect, posture, everything. And he was just evil. I mean, his eyes were just burning with Machiavellian wickedness. And, here I am, this kind of country bumpkin stock, talking to him and trying to get info out of him. And at the end, he just looks at me and he goes, people will muddle through anything. They're adaptive. And the system uses that against them. And it's true. I mean, look, I would tell you 15 years ago about human clones. And they kill them, supposedly, before they reach term. And so it's an abortion, so it's okay. And they've gotten women to sign on to have the clones grown in them. They grow them in cows is their favorite. And, of course, the humanoid is made part cow, so it doesn't have rights. But it's a human. It's less than 0.1% in the clones they admit. It's less than 0.1% cow. And that's done, they claim, so it isn't rejected in the womb, and that's part of it, but they brag. The good part is this is not a human now. This is a new creature, and it has no rights. Can you imagine what the globalists are doing? Can you imagine the power trips they're on, the fact that they're 30 years at least ahead of what we know about? 15 years ago, they admitted that, what would they say, 5 years before? So that'd be 20 years ago. The BBC, 20 years ago, they had human clones. And right around that time, they get around, oh, we just cloned a sheep. Yeah, it's the first time. It's confirmed the Nazis were cloning rabbits in the late 1930s, ladies and gentlemen. It's 100%. In fact, I went to a NASA exhibition in Dallas when I was a teenager, and they had sketches of Wernher von Braun. My mother and her brother, my uncle, were actually taken to see Wernher von Braun give a speech at the University of Texas in a demonstration. That was the kind of guy that my grandpa was, always wanted to interest him in science. He was a wildcat archaeologist and also inventor. He invented a remote control robot to taser crowds. The Pentagon bought it, but never deployed it, never mass produced it. But side issue. Wernher von Braun, what was it, 34? Or his first sketches were in the 20s, but in 34, he'd drawn out and actually mapped the design of the space shuttle that went into service in 1980, and they just retired. Which one was it, Atlantis, Atlantean? They've got part reptile, part human creatures. They've got everything. And they're telling us they've got these. Can you imagine what's going on in the underground bases? I mean, we're not in Kansas anymore. And no one wants to talk about it. They care about the NFL.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize that Franklin Delano Roosevelt tried to implement the entire socialist program upon America, but alert congressmen stopped him in his tracks? And yet over 22,000 of the laws that he got passed are still on the books, even though the Supreme Court said that they were null and void and should not be used today. We'd like to help you understand how these things are going to affect you and yours in the near future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call. Call now. It's a free one-year subscription.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band.
Look, Obama is terrorizing the public just like Henry Paulson did 3 years ago with Bush saying total collapse, martial law, if you don't give the bankers unlimited trillions. And it's the same thing now. A U.S. president is supposed to reassure the public and buoy confidence if they're a real president. And that's not what he did. He went out there as a front man for the bankers to terrorize the public. I've got a bunch of poll numbers here. We're going to cover it coming up in the next hour. And we're going to open the phones up here in a moment for a short bit. But then we've got Then we've got Jim Marsh coming on. But I can't do justice to talking about what Obama did last night in just a few minutes. So we're going to cover that in the second hour. But at the end of the day, in laboratories in Tokyo, Japan, you know, Costa Rica, the United States, all of these places, they play games like, oh, we care about babies and their DNA and their stem cells. So we've got laws restricting the use of that. But if we change the DNA of a human embryo and add, say, fish genes or lizard reptile genes or amphibian frog genes to it, then we can do whatever we want. With these humanoid creatures that have feelings and are in pain, and it is just demonic to the maximum, and they admit in the news, oh, this has all been kept secret from you for many years, but now they want to announce that they've done this. Ladies and gentlemen, if I told you the stuff I know, you wouldn't even believe it. You know what? We're just going to leave it at that. We're just going to leave it at that, and I'll talk more about it. The things I've run into, the things I've seen in my life, the people I've met, the different folks in my family, and the different things they've seen. It's like that line from Blade Runner. I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. But, I mean, who would believe? I saw comments that I'm lying about the 150-plus that they're admitting, just in England, of part animal, part human clones. China has announced a month ago that by next year they're going to have on the market, they're just embracing it all like no one else publicly, human milk produced in cows. Do you have any idea the ramifications of that? The zoological cross-species contamination, the super viruses it probably has already given rise to. I mean, do you have any idea the hell storm they're opening? But I'll tell you, the only reason they're now announcing all of this is because they're at least, they admit, 30 years ahead in their technocratic towers, in their technological breakaway civilization reservations. And so they are so advanced past what they're even telling us about that they feel confident they can control all of this. Well, they didn't control Fukushima. They stored the rods on top of it. But then you talk to Dr. Busby, who was proven right on every front. He says a lot of his colleagues believe it's being done on purpose to destroy human fertility. And let me tell you, the globalists have developed a system to protect their fertility from radiation. They are advanced indeed. They are powerful. Let's go ahead and talk to Ryan in Connecticut. Ryan, you're on the air. Jackie, Rourke, Matt, we'll get to everybody. We appreciate you. We love you. We love the fact that you care about reality and have some wish to save the human realm from total destruction. Ryan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you? Big time fan. You are a true patriot. It's an honor to talk to you.
Well, it's an honor to talk to you. What's on your mind?
I got two things on my one. First of all, we've had something down here outside of New York City. I live in Southern Connecticut, and it's called See Something, Say Something. And it's about the subways going in and out, and it's basically saying, everybody look after everybody else now. What you have is cops looking at citizens looking at cops, the cops looking at people that work for the train. It's almost like a paranoid environment.
And then once they've got that in place, it started in New York. It's gone nationwide in the last year. Then they flip it. Okay, we're looking for Muslims, though we don't say that, but that's who we're really looking for. We're all on the same team. Hey, you know, everything's fine. Let's harass this black person. And then now they flip it. Oh, my gosh, the white terrorists are everywhere. And who are they in the secret training manuals? Returning veterans? Oh, I forgot, retired police? That, a tyranny always goes after its veterans and its retired police. Ryan, I don't want to make you hold for 30 minutes, but if you want to, I'll come back to you when Jim Marsh leaves. And I promise, it's open phones in the second hour, and I'm going to get into the whole debt limit debacle. The Democrats are lying. The Republicans are lying. And Ron Paul and the Communist Chinese are telling the truth. They've already defaulted. All right, well, I'll explain, but just stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great-tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit SafetyNetSavings.com. That's SafetyNetSavings.com. Visit SafetyNetSavings.com today.
Infowars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of Infowars.com for the free Infowars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
By the Alexander Higgins blog. I don't know if we posted it on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, but it's Pentagon deploying 20,000 troops within the United States to prepare for civil unrest in the event of economic collapse. And he's got several newscasts about it. He's got NASA warning their employees to prepare for it. And without even asking Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo and the other guys that post on Infowars.com, I know why I didn't see this, and because I'll call the guys or I'll march into their office and I'll say, hey, why aren't you covering this? And they'll say, but we've covered it 100 times. And I go, it doesn't matter. What is old is new to people. And this story's gotten a lot of attention, and folks have been freaking out over it. That the mainstream media is admitting, yes, we want to put troops on the streets for the collapse. You see, I was the kook, I was the weirdo, I was the nut. Now it's like, oh yeah, everybody knows they're getting ready to put troops on the streets and training local police to run checkpoints and clergy response teams, you know, trying to spy on their flocks. Oh yeah, everybody knows they got telescreens going up the town square and Walmart and the malls and saying spy on your neighbor. Oh, everybody knows the TSA is going to be at the high schools now. Ah, it's no big deal. Yeah, that Alex is still a kook, though. See, they know that we muddle through things. The social engineers do. They know that we become accustomed. And when you understand that, just as that banker on the plane, that'll be good for bloopers online. I had government with Jim Mars when I sneezed. If I seem out of it today, I woke up with a sinus headache this morning from Hades. And then every time I sneeze, it relieves the headache for about 5 minutes. So right now I'm in heaven, and then I slowly feel the sinus pressure coming back, and I was fighting not sneezing there. But there you go, ladies and gentlemen. So, yes, I almost called in sick. I had the phone in my hand. I was going to call Jaron and say, get a rebroadcast ready, and I said no. So you're going to get even more of the real Alex Jones today. Because my sinus headache, I think, is pressing on my brain and causing me to act loopy. Okay, Pentagon deploying 20,000 troops within the United States to prepare for civil unrest in the event of economic collapse. Well, that's what they told Europe would happen. Give the bankers the trillions they want or we'll implode you. Give them the trillions. Okay, that didn't fix it. Give us trillions more. Okay, give us trillions more. No, we're not going to. Tanks in the streets, blood in the streets, if you don't do it. Okay, here's the trillions. Oh, it's going to get worse. The contagion's spreading. The countries are falling to the bankers. Now give the bankers more money and we'll fix it. And it's the same thing. But so now it's just a mainlining. You know, I'd tell you 10 years ago, hey, Rand Corporation says they're going to militarize police and train us to have checkpoints inside the U.S. and internal passports, and that they're even going to train us to put their hands on our body ahead of forced inoculations and DNA samples to get driver's license. Here it is, Rand Corporation, and what they come up with gets put into policy. Oh, that nut Alex keeps saying we're going to have troops on the streets of America. And they just slowly acclimate you until now. Well, of course there's troops. I mean, the white Al-Qaeda is going to get us. So we're going to be getting into that news clip from that and going over some of the articles that cover it. Because I know for our longtime listeners, this is ancient news for you. I mean, I didn't even need to read a Rand Corporation document 12, 13, 14 years ago. I went to a lot of urban warfare drills and witnessed the military training to take your guns and put you in camps and shot video of it. And people couldn't believe it then, so they said Police State 2000 is actors. Yes, the ships, I hired them, the Coronado. I hired the thousands of troops and foreign troops to come into Oakland and do mock takeover of the city. Yes, it's all fake. No, it was real, but people couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe it that I had the video of the Marines admitting it. And so they just said it was fake. You see, it's just incredible. Okay, I want to go to Jim Mars with us a little bit in the next hour, that I promise I'm going right to your calls and the whole situation with Obama last night up there terrorizing the public. And see, his approval rating plunged, and his approval rating with his supporters plunged because they thought their cars would fill themselves up with gas once he was in office, that houses were going to be free. I mean, remember, and Obama played along with that. Now he's coming and saying, hey, you do what we say or there's going to be a depression. People say, well, that hurt the economy, him doing that. He's terrorizing folks. That's his job, is to destroy the economy so the bankers can buy it up. And they're going to do it after they get a couple more bailouts and a couple more debt ceilings. But they're not done. You know, we're like a beautiful woman who's been whored out for 5 years and now is, you know, really run down with cigarette burns. But you could, she's not a $1,000 a night hooker. She's now a $5 in the park hooker. But they're not done. Now, then later they're going to walk us down to the waterfront and shoot us in the back of the head. Okay, I mean, they got some more pimping to do. But see, Obama's now being hated. Obama is now being decried. But that's his job, is to be hated now and to take the blame. See? And then they're going to put another shill up there for you to hate for 4 years. And then they'll betray you, but it'll be okay because they'll get us all fighting with each other. Let's go to Jim Mars, who, of course, was a Fort Worth Star-Telegram crime writer, researcher, out there driving around covering the real world. Talk about street smarts. He's the first person to actually teach a university-level course on the JFK assassination from the congressional perspective that it was a government conspiracy. He, of course, was one of the main sources for Oliver Stone's film JFK and worked on that film. And it just goes on and on from there. He's a member of Scholars for 9/11 Truth, and he's written a bunch of best-selling books, The $1 Trillion Conspiracy, Rise of the Fourth Reich, The War on Freedom, JimMars.com. Again, I'm Alex Jones. If you just joined us with Infowars.com. And I wanted to get Jim on because he's written a lot about the Knights Templar. And for those that don't know, there are groups associated with Knights Templar, Rosicrucian / Illuminati, all over Europe. A lot of wealthy, rich people are involved. It's in the news that he was at meetings with very wealthy people. They had a show on Sky Television making fun of yours truly a few years ago. I forget that host's name, Andy something. And they, quote, go interview a member of the Knights Templars. And then and then he swears he's going to let him meet with the Knights Templar. And then he arrives and he's the Knights Templar. But it's all about magic, but not real magic. It's about conning you, sleight of hand, manipulating the members, and, you know, convincing people like Breivik to go out and do this and feel like he's a big hero. When you can just look in his eyes, he's completely insane. And he admits all these rich, powerful people in government helped him. Yeah, they're going to help send you right to prison, pal. But let's go to Jim Mars and talk about the Illuminati, the Templars, the Friday the 13th. You know, all these terms we have come from these groups and the Crusades and all of this indelible mark on our current situation. Jim Mars, good to have you here.
Hey, Alex. Good to be with you. It's interesting to hear you say that you now understand that they start off calling you a kook, and then after a while, everybody finds out that everything you said was absolutely true, but you're still a kook, right?
Yes.
Well, welcome to the society, because I've been at it for about 50 years now, and everything I've ever said has come true, but I'm still the kook.
Exactly. I mean, Alex said buy silver when it's $5 an ounce. It's now 42. He's evil. Alex said buy gold at 300 and something. You know, now it's 1600 plus. He is bad. I mean, literally all over the web, I am evil. I am evil for being right. Sorry,
well,
Jim, go ahead.
You know, George Orwell said that telling the truth in a dishonest society is a revolutionary act. So, yeah, you're pretty radical, okay?
Hey, Jim, I don't even know your view on this, your analysis. We've been having different perspectives from different people. Dr. Steve Pachinik, Dr. Tarpley, different views yesterday. And some people are like, well, why did you have Pachinik on if he disagreed with you? Because I wanted to hear a different perspective. And quite frankly, I didn't know his view. I called him cold, get him on, and I would have done it over again. But so I don't know your view on the shooter. I want to get into it and then some of the history of the Knights Templar.
Okay. Well, number one, I'm not going to stick my neck out and say that good old Anders it was one thing or another, because it's too fresh and information is still rolling in. But what I will say is I see the same commonality of contradictions and questions that seem to crop up in all of these false flag operations. First they say, oh, immediately they say, oh, it's Al-Qaeda. And then we find out Al-Qaeda apparently ain't got anything to do with it. And yet that was all over the news, and that's going to stick in a lot of people's minds. And then we're told, oh, no, he's just a lone nut, even though initial reports said they had arrested someone else. And, you know, this is, again, because I lived through and have covered so extensively the Kennedy assassination, there was probably 24 people arrested in and around Dealey Plaza at the time of the Kennedy assassination. But they came back later on and admitted that and said, yes, we arrested all these people for questioning, and no, they didn't have anything to do with it. We let them go. The thing that gets me is on this thing, first, initial reports say they arrested the second person, and then this news drops from the media, and then they're acting like, no, there's nobody else arrested, you know. So I think we see the same types of methodology going on here. And, of course, the thing that still strikes me is that Breivik goes into court, admits that he was there at the bombing, admits participating in the island shooting, and yet he pleads not guilty. And the whole time he's calm, relaxed. You know, this to me smacks of mind control. And, you know, again,
By the way, just breaking, it's now admitted he was hopped up on all sorts of drugs, just like the Mumbai attacks later turned out led by a, quote, CIA asset,
right.
Chicago Tribune, and of course, blonde-haired over there in Mumbai. This is the Al-Qaeda guys, and they just find one patsy who was drugged completely out of his mind on LSD, PCP, ketamine, and other drugs. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's exactly right. It's like the Robert Kennedy assassination, the girl in the polka dot dress. There's always, seems like there's always somebody around acting as a handler. And, of course, when the news comes out, the two things that strike me is, number one, he was in meetings with prominent business leaders and political leaders, and that also that apparently the police had him identified before they ever caught anybody and before anybody even actually knew what was going on. So I just see all these telltale tracks that tell me there's more to this story than what we're being told. And of course, you and I both, Alex, we tend to deal in the macro geopolitical scene, and I think it does fit in. And when he starts talking about being a member of the Knights Templar, of course, that throws it into a whole new level, because you have to understand that when we start talking about Masonic orders, there are two very distinct orders, the American Freemasonry and then European Freemasonry. American Freemasonry pretty well got decimated back in the early 1800s when the first third party in America was the anti-Masonic party. And they got into such ill repute that it took them about 100 years to rebuild. And when they did, they are mostly now into very, you know, into benevolent activities such as burn centers, et cetera. And so I think most American Freemasons are probably just good old boys, you know, trying to make some business contacts and trying to do some good. This is very different from the European Freemasonry, which came under the control of the Illuminati back in 1782 at the time of the Wilhelmsbad Conference, when European Freemasonry was infiltrated and basically taken over by the Illuminati. And, of course, then you understand that Freemasonry itself was a creation of the old Knights Templars, which had become such a powerful, wealthy, and controlling organization that the Pope actually had to move against them and try to eradicate them. In fact, most of what we know about the Knights Templar is simply from the anti-Templar propaganda put out by the Church. And so, see, history is always with us. And now here we have this latest news item, and it ties right into this ancient society. And, of course, then where did the Knights Templars claim that they got all their knowledge and their information?
From the secrets of King Solomon and
exactly.
From their conquering, of course, of Jerusalem and claiming that they may have actually dug up the Ark of the Covenant and buried it somewhere. Holy Grail, all of this myth, but the Holy Grail, it turns out, really is just their occultic knowledge and information. And then, of course, tell folks about Friday the 13th. That's when they had the big purge and killed a lot of them. And then they the remnants ran with a bunch of their loot to Scotland. And then you see England becoming the new power base.
That's exactly right. In fact, a lot of people have seen the Mel Gibson movie, Braveheart. The big final battle there was the Battle of Brockmark Burn, which was what freed Scotland from English tyranny. And it's an interesting thing to study because, as you say, the Knights Templars had fled Europe in the wake of the attack on them by the French king and the Pope. And yet, on the Battle of Brockmark Burn, the British had them outnumbered and basically had almost carried the day when suddenly a new contingent arrived on the field. And by many accounts, this was Knights Templars who were basically the Waffen-SS of their day. They were greatly feared and were a tremendous military order and full force. And they showed up, and suddenly the English turned tail, started running, and the king, you know, was left standing there, so he turned and ran too.
It was the Deus Ex. So the Templars were the hero that comes in out of the blue right at the moment they're needed.
Right, exactly. And this seems to be part of their forte right up until today. And so all I can say is for the listeners is just keep an open mind, keep in mind how often you've been lied to, and just hang on and don't allow them to use this as a further mechanism to destroy your liberties and put their hand further down your pants.
Well, absolutely. They're using it. It's all over the news to go after nationalist parties that don't want open borders. And what the political class is doing is they bring in foreigners who could be assimilated and be good folks, but they're turned into political special interests against the people that originally, you know, were in the area, and the older political systems that were hard-won liberties and freedoms. Across the board, the big foundations financed through taxpayer money.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place against the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
And again, we were getting into the immigration issue. This is meant to demonize anybody who's not for totally open borders. Take the United States. The Ford Foundation brings in millions of illegals. They have millions and millions more children. And then an American flag at a public school in Texas or California is so evil that you have to take the American flag off. I mean, that's on record. And I didn't mean to get off into that area, but during the break I was talking to Jim, and he gave us a statistic. Give us that number, Jim.
In 2010, there were 4.2 million Mexicans immigrated into the United States.
Jim, start over. We didn't have you faded up. Start the statistic over again.
Okay. Between 2000 and 2010, 4.2 million Mexicans immigrated into the United States. Doesn't really specify whether this was legal immigration or illegal immigration. But the point is that in that same 10-year time period, there were 7.2 million babies born to these Mexicans living in the United States. And if they're legal, fine. But the problem is when you open the immigration floodgates wide, then what was once a reasonably homogenous society becomes fragmented, and then you have these calls, you know, for, you know, raise the Mexican flag or raise the some other flag, and this completely destroys the homogenous.
Well, that's what the globalists want, Jim, as you know.
Exactly, that's the plan.
Well, I mean, they admit that that's the plan, and you know, to expand on that. The illegals are proud of Mexico. That's the majority. And, you know, just like at the soccer game in Southern California, even 80% of the people cheered, the Mexican team and booed during the Star Spangled Banner.
This is just totally out of whack. Let's go back and look at the all of America, except for the natives, of course, are immigrants. All of us came from somewhere else. But in the great immigration thrust of the late 1800s, you had people coming from Poland and Germany and Italy and, you know, all these countries. And they were proud of their heritage. They were proud of their country.
Yeah, being proud of heritage is good.
That is good.
But then hating America.
Proud of their country. But if you're going to come to America, you need to do like the immigrants of the 1800s. You need to assimilate. You need to learn the language. In fact, so many people, particularly from Eastern Europe, would come over here and they'd have these unpronounceable names, you know, Polish and Czech and all like that. And so they changed their name. And then they pledged to be good Americans. And in World War II, you had Japanese Americans, you had German Americans, Italian Americans fighting tooth and toenail along with everybody else. These are Americans, okay? That nobody said you're supposed to come to this country, ask for all the benefits of being American, and then spit on the flag and say that your flag needs to be raised higher than the United States.
Well, look, Jim, you're right. Well said. It's national suicide, but that's the issue. It is the Ford Foundation. It is the U.S. government. They are globalists. They want to break down our sovereignty, so they're importing a very nationalistic group in, telling Americans not to be nationalistic, so they can later break up the country, and that is the essence of globalism. I want to come back for five more minutes with you, Jim, and get back into Knights Templars. What do you make of the news reports that he was on drugs and that he was meeting with, quote, powerful people in England?
Well, I think that, coupled with the idea that the police knew who he was even before the gun smoke had settled, tells me that there is an underlying story here. The drug thing, of course, this is something I've been screaming about for years. One thing that everyone is sincerely concerned about are these school shootings. And yet, when you go back and study it, you almost...
Stay there. Let's talk about school shootings. We're back in 1 minute with Jim Mars. I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.